Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
In today's inspiration, I've got something on my heart that I just need to share with you. The struggle is because you're chosen. I know it might feel like you're facing all these tough times because of something you've done, like it's some kind of punishment from God. But let me clear that up right now. That's just not true. God's got his hand on you, and the challenges you're going through, they're actually because you're special to him, chosen for something amazing. And if you hang in there without giving up, just watch how God will use your story to bring glory to his name and lift you up higher than you've ever been before. A big warm welcome to this, your Monday, March 18th, 2024 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. It's me, Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. I am buzzing with excitement to be here with you today, ready to share this encouraging word that God placed on my heart just for you. So, bestie, I've been on a little bit of a health journey, trying to boost my immune system after my major health setback in 2019, right? So being immune compromised means I catch those pesky colds and viruses a bit easier. And boy, do they like to hang on. The past month or so has been a real battle with this ugly virus that just wouldn't quit. It went from a simple cold to a severely sore throat to bronchitis, brought along an ear infection for the ride, and even had my lungs acting all kinds of crazy with spasms and coughs. I mean, I couldn't even say a word without launching into a coughing fit. It was a mess. And the timing, can we talk about that? Oh, it could not have been worse, bestie. I was all set to minister at a women's event in Canada, was so excited to go, but my team had to cancel my appearance. I was bummed out, not gonna lie, but I know God has his reasons for allowing the things we go through. We don't always understand it, but he's in control and always does what's best, right? Amen to that. I'm doing so much better now. My voice here and there might sound a bit hoarse, but praise God, that cough is gone. I'm feeling stronger and up and at 'em. So I'm here with you, and it's so wonderful. I don't know, bestie, maybe you're going through something simple, something big. Maybe today's got you feeling low, facing something tough, or just feeling let down by life in one way or another. I believe God helped me push through that virus, and he brought me here at this moment into the studio to tell you that he's got a good plan for your life. You hear me? No matter how things might look right now, and I really believe this word is going to lift your spirits. If you just go on and sit through it, God's got something good for us to digest together. But first, I got to tell you about this beautiful message we got from Maria Lopez here at Empowering Everyday Women. She's a precious member of our faith community down in Miami. To set a little bit of context, she's a part of this sweet little Christian group for women who are recovering addicts, right? They're looking for spiritual answers to life's big questions, and they often use the devotions from our blog, Your Daily Cup of Inspiration, for encouragement and inspiration. And so here's what Maria had to say. At my lowest points, as I have been fighting to regain custody of my kids, the stress and sadness made me feel like I would relapse or give up because I couldn't deal with life. But God always gives me a word through your ministry that touches my heart and helps me to keep going. Thank you. I love you. And I appreciate the hope you give through God's word. glory to the name of God. I get emotional when I get testimonies because God is just so faithful. Maria, listen, knowing that these divinely inspired inspirations have been a lifeline for you and helping you to hold on and not give up fills my heart with the kind of joy I cannot describe and reminds me of the power of the gospel most of all. So what an honor it is to be used by the Lord. I'm sending you all my love and prayer, sis. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And if you know anything about me, you know an awesome testimony makes me want to have a more awesome praise break. Can we get one right here? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel right, churchy. We have had an incredible moment of praise. I'm all fired up to dive into today's devotion. And remember, this is the audio companion to the written devotion that you can read over at yourdailycupofinspiration.com. And you can listen to every devotion and podcast on select radio stations and pretty much anywhere podcasts are found, all for free, just to help strengthen your faith. Isn't that wonderful? And you know what? It's all thanks to you and your kind and generous tax-deductible donations to our nonprofit at empoweringeverydaywomen.org. Your giving, your prayers, your support, it all helps us provide humanitarian aid, reach more beautiful souls for Christ around the world. And we're doing this together. How rewarding that we are reaping this incredible spiritual harvest. I love you so much. I thank God for you daily in my prayers. And before we jump into the word for today, we've got to take a little moment and time out to pray. God, thank you for every single person who pressed play today. I know that it was only you who moved their heart to come here and receive this word. Please anoint my lips. Strengthen me for this assignment and let no one under the sound of my voice leave the same way they came. You know them name by name and one by one. Let them go away more encouraged, stronger, and full of faith. And for all these things, we ask, believe, and thank you by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So, bestie, years ago, in the earlier youthful chapters of my life, I found myself conversing with a sister from the church after a gathering. We had both heard of the heartache that befell a friend, a sorrow that united our community in fervent prayer. "It's so awful," I said, shaken by our friend's plight. "I've been pouring out my heart to God, praying so hard for her strength and peace." But the response that came was a jolt, unexpected and jarring. "Well," the young woman countered, "there must be sin in her life because those who are truly saved don't suffer like that." Her words, sharp as thorns, left me speechless, my heart aching with the chill of her judgment. On the drive home, my mind was a whirlwind of thoughts, her harsh words replaying over and over, striking a dissonant chord with the compassionate teachings of our Savior. This disquiet in my soul summoned the memory of a passage in John 9 where the disciples, upon encountering a man blind from birth, sought to attribute his suffering to sin. "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" they asked, revealing their belief in affliction as divine punishment. But Jesus, with a word, upended their misconceptions and illuminated the truth, declaring, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." In that moment, Jesus made it clear that the man's blindness was not a testament to sin, but rather a backdrop for the unfolding of God's mighty work. Remember when I teetered on the brink of death in 2017 and the doctors could do no more to help me? Some might have whispered of curses, but when God's healing power flowed in plain sight at a public prayer service, reversing my health misfortunes, it was evidence my illness was a platform for His glory to be revealed. Fast forward to 2019, another storm hit me, brain trauma, a tempest that tested my very being. Yet now, in 2024, I can testify God used that tribulation, that pain, that season of silence to showcase His might, His faithfulness, His glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, nobody craves the furnace of public trials, the humiliation that tragedy can bring. Yet, in that very furnace, in the midst of the fire, God is at work. He's refining you, polishing you, preparing you to shine with a brilliance that reflects His glory. You are chosen by God. The struggle you're enduring, God is using it to chisel your character, to sculpt you into a vessel of honor, to mold you for His divine purpose. So reject the lies of the enemy. Not every hardship is the fruit of our folly. Sometimes God allows us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death so that in the end, His light might shine all the brighter through our lives. It is in our weakness that His strength is made perfect, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 8 through 10. It is through our failures that His faithfulness is magnified. Health may falter, wealth may dwindle, relationships may fray, but God is the master craftsman who can reshape the broken pieces into a masterpiece of victory. Consider Job, who endured loss upon loss, yet was elevated to even greater heights of blessing, receiving double what he had before, according to Job 42 and 10. Look to King Hezekiah, who, on the cusp of death, found life renewed by the mercy of God, having 15 more years added to his life, according to Isaiah 38 and 4. I just sense in my spirit that God sent me here for somebody today that needs to grasp this revelation. You will emerge from this struggle not just restored, but overflowing with blessings. God is setting you up for the grand reveal of His power and grace. I know this test may not feel good. I totally get that. But how would we or others know He is a healer if we were never sick? How could we see Him as a restorer if we never lost anything? How would we recognize Him as a provider if we were never in need? How could we understand Him as a comforter if we never experienced sorrow? How would we grasp His role as a protector if we never faced danger? How could we know Him as a mind regulator if we never faced mental dysregulation? How could we declare Him as a deliverer if we were never bound? How would we exalt Him as a fortress if we never encountered battles? In your deepest trials, God is revealing His multifaceted nature. He is your healer, working miracles when medicine fails. He is your provider, supplying your needs when resources run dry. He is your peace, calming your storms when chaos swirls. He is your rock, steady and unmovable when the ground shakes. He is your refuge, sheltering you when dangers threaten. He is your fortress, defending you when enemies advance. He is your guide, leading you when paths grow dim. He is your light, illuminating your darkness with His radiance. He is your strength, empowering you when your own might weakens. Thank you, Jesus. He is your joy, renewing your spirit when sorrow seeks to steal your song. I know this word is for somebody. I feel the presence of God. He chose you, bestie, before the beginning of time to display His splendor and majesty. He fashioned you a vessel of His divine purpose to showcase His love and grace. He appointed you an ambassador of His kingdom to spread His message of hope and salvation. He anointed you a bearer of His spirit to bring healing and restoration to a broken world. He marked you a child of His covenant to inherit his promises and proclaim his faithfulness. He commissioned you, a warrior of his cause, to stand victorious in the midst of the battle. He empowered you, a witness to his glory, to testify of his goodness across the earth. Remember this, friend. You are not forsaken in your struggle. You are chosen to show forth the manifold excellencies of God. Stand firm in this truth and let the constancy of his grace be the pulse of your steadfast faith. To help you do this, I'm stirring 1 Peter 2:9 in the New Living Translation as the sweetener in your cup of inspiration, which declares, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. As you drink down the contents of your cup, rejoice, my friend, for your trial is not to break you, but to broadcast the faithfulness of God through you. You're chosen, appointed, anointed, and predestined for greatness. Stand tall, because you're coming out of this storm with the testimony that will shake the heavens, move the earth, and cause God's glory to shine brighter in your life than ever before. Now let's pray together with boldness and conviction. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Thank you for the assurance that their current trials are not a sign of your anger, but a testament to your purpose. For I know that you are for them. I believe that despite the trials they face and the storms they encounter, you have chosen them for such a time as this to refine them and to reveal your glory through their life. Help them embrace this divine process, oh God, trusting that you will use their story for your glory. By faith, I thank you in advance for all the ways you will use them to lift others, but most importantly, lift your name on high. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.